This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Will 2016 be about radicalization, foreign and domestic? Here's what some of the conservative pro-gun anti-government militia websites are saying about the curious confrontation taking place right now between the federal government and some ranchers in rural Oregon. This is the very definition of terrorism. It is not outside terrorists Americans must watch for. It is the contracted and employed terrorists by the general government. That statement is from TakePledge.com. What's happened is that over the weekend, a protest in Burns, Oregon, ended with an occupation of a small federal landmark in southeastern Oregon.
We stand in defense, and when the time is right, we will begin to defend the people of Harney County in using the land and the resources, and that is our intent.
That's a well-armed militiaman, Ammon Bundy, a protest rancher from Nevada, who's occupied the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Harney County, Oregon, on behalf of the Hammond family of ranchers from Burns, Oregon.
This gathering isn't about me at all. It isn't about my ranch. It isn't about my family. It's about America has to get its feet back under it and go forward.
That's Dwight Hammond, who's been giving tearful statements about his treatment by the Federal Bureau of Land Management for days, if not weeks. Joining us now is Amelia Templeton, reporter and producer for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Amelia, how long has this dispute between the Hammonds and the BLM been going on?
Well, Dwight Hammond described it as a vendetta that really stretched back decades. I think there's been a long history of tensions between the family and the BLM over various land management practices. Like many ranching families out here, they have some of their own land, but they also lease land from the BLM to graze their cattle on. And that often creates conflict and tension over how the BLM is managing its land, how fires are managed out here, if the BLM is aggressive enough in fighting fires. So there's really a history of conflicts between these ranchers and the BLM that dates back 20 years at least, I'd say.
What are people in the local area saying about this militia group coming to Burns, Oregon with AR-15s and all kinds of weapons and staking out a confrontation with the federal government?
Well, I think a lot of people are actually trying to figure out what's going on, and they're in the process of forming an opinion about this. Many people here relate to the concerns that Ammon Bundy has raised about things like federal overreach or the inability of ranchers or loggers to access federal lands the way that they did in the 70s and the 80s. That said, I've heard from a lot of people, we don't think they're doing this the right way, or this isn't the way that you go about these things. And I've also heard concern that this isn't really about the Hammonds, that it appears to be a bit of a publicity stunt on the part of the militias, and that it's actually in some ways taken attention away from the Hammonds case and their situation.
What does it look like at the site? Is it less than meets the eye, more?
Well, it's a really remote place. The Malheur National Wildlife Refuge is not a place very many people visit this time of year. It's somewhat popular in the spring for bird watchers, but we're talking about a pretty small group of buildings out in the middle of some very flat, beautiful country that's very snowy and very cold right now. And really there's ranches, but not much else for about 30 miles in any direction.
So this could stay a standoff for quite a while, and we will stay in touch with you, Amelia. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Amelia Templeton is a reporter and producer for Oregon Public Broadcasting, watching the standoff in Burns, Oregon, between militia groups and the federal government over a ranching dispute with the Bureau of Land Management.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.